Today is a very special day, and I bet many of you know what it is. We call it Valentine's Day, right? Except that's not its whole name. Its whole name is St. Valentine's Day, and it's named after a priest, a pastor, who lived many years ago. About three centuries after the time of Jesus, there was a man named Valentine, and he was a pastor and a priest. And one of the things he did that got him into trouble was he married people. Now, that sounds kind of funny. How can marrying people get you into trouble? Well, in the Roman Empire, they did not want their young men to be married because they wanted their young men to be soldiers, and they thought if they got married, they would be more worried about the people at home, their family, than they were about traveling and going off and fighting for the emperor. So, at one point, the emperor, Claudius, sent down a command that no young men were to be married. But you know what? Valentine believed that if people loved one another and wanted to commit their lives to one another, they should be able to do that. So he married people secretly. When he got caught, they put him on trial and they threw him into jail. During that time, he met a girl who couldn't see, who was blind. Now, in some versions of the story, she happened to be the daughter of one of the people who was a judge at his trial. In others, it was that she was the daughter of the man who kept the keys to the jail where he was. In either case, she would bring food to Valentine, and he would talk to her, he would pray with her, and over a period of time, she regained her sight. And her father, who had either condemned Valentine as one of his judges or who had been his jailer, became a follower of Jesus. Well, they wanted to completely get rid of Valentine, and they finally did, but guess what? We still remember his name, and we still remember that he believed that people who were in love and wanted to commit their lives to each other ought to be able to do that. And so he is the patron saint of love. The way we love one another on Valentine's Day, and the reason we give cards to each other and gifts to each other, is in remembrance of this pastor and priest who even was willing to break the law in order that people could commit their lives to each other when they loved one another. That's the kind of love that God has for us. And we can remember that, not just on Valentine's Day, but every day. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for sending us people like Valentine who believe in your love and believe in the way that we can love each other because of what you've taught us. Help us to love one another, to be the kind of people you want us to be, to share your love wherever we go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming, Dayon.